KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:03, we have partly sunny skies, and it's 65 degrees. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Our forecast is calling for partly cloudy to cloudy skies today, with temperatures falling into the mid-50s, especially later this afternoon, and winds north-northwest at 15 to 30 miles per hour. In the news, the Council Bluffs Police Department is asking for your help in locating a missing person by the name of Josie Jansen. Jansen is a 33-year-old white male, 5 feet 8 inches tall, about 160 pounds, with brown hair and hazel eyes. He was reported missing by his family on September the 3rd. Jansen was last seen leaving work on August 29th at 5 p.m. He doesn't own a car and doesn't drive. Council Bluffs Police have found no evidence of foul play. However, Jansen's family has indicated that this type of behavior is out of character for him. Anyone with information on Jansen is urged to contact the Council Bluffs Police Department at 712-328-STOP. You can view a picture of him on our website at KJAN.com. Look for the same story under the news page. Sheriff's officials in Pottawatomie County said Tuesday two Audubon County residents were injured during a motorcycle accident in Pott County Saturday afternoon. The cycle operated by 61-year-old Ronnie Reisgard of Exira was traveling east on Magnolia Road when the cycle went out of control near a curve and came to rest in the middle of the roadway. Reisgard was airlifted to Creighton Hospital in Omaha. A passenger on the cycle, 54-year-old Lorena Reisgard, also from Exira, was taken to Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs by Underwood Rescue. There's no report on their conditions available. The accident remained under investigation. Officials at the Atlantic Police Department said yesterday officers made 7 arrests over the course of the past couple of weeks. The most recent arrest took place on Monday. 25-year-old Damian Selders of Atlantic was arrested on a shoplifting charge or fifth-degree theft. Last Wednesday, September 3rd, officers with the APD arrested 36-year-old Rose Peters of Atlantic for violating a no-contact order. On September 2nd, 27-year-old Aaron Macias of Atlantic was arrested for OWI and driving while suspended. The previous day, 18-year-old Nathan Sanbothy of Atlantic and 21-year-old Joseph Reisberg of Audubon were arrested for interference with official acts. Sanbothy faces an additional minor in possession charge, while Reisberg was also charged with providing alcohol to minors. Reisberg was arrested also on August 28th on a warrant for theft in the fifth degree or shoplifting. On August 27th, 27-year-old Alan Kennedy of Atlantic was arrested for criminal mischief in the fourth degree. Each of those subjects were booked into the Cass County Jail and held pending an appearance before the magistrate. The Audubon Police Department on Tuesday released a report on arrests that dated back to late August. Most recently, on Tuesday, 35-year-old Roger Darrell Chansey of Audubon was arrested on 2 counts of theft in the fifth degree, and 54-year-old Sheila Ann Matthews of Audubon was arrested Tuesday for theft in the fifth degree. Chansey and Matthews were cited for their offenses and released on a promise to appear later in court. On September the 5th, Audubon police arrested 40-year-old Tiffany Michelle Kidd and 47-year-old Daniel Scott Bald, both of Audubon, for disturbing the peace. They were cited and released. On August 31st, Audubon police arrested 16-year-old Brianna Lee Schwab and 40-year-old Carrie June Schwab, both of Audubon, for disturbing the peace. They were also cited and released on promises to appear later in court. On August the 30th, 42-year-old Verlin Dwayne Richardson of Audubon was arrested for disturbing the peace. He was cited and released. And on August 22nd, 37-year-old Heather Dawn Harris of Des Moines was arrested for providing false information to a police officer. Harris gave false information to her identity in an attempt to avoid capture from a Texas warrant. She was taken to the Audubon County Jail and appeared before the magistrate and pled guilty to the charge. A quarrel between family members late Sunday night in Clarinda led to the arrest of 2 people. Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers said officers were dispatched to 312 North 20th Street at around 11:15 p.m. The officers were sent to investigate a report that 38-year-old Jason William McCullum, who lives at the address, had been threatened with a handgun during a family quarrel. Police subsequently arrested 23-year-old Tara Dawn Lutz of Clarinda for going armed with intent, aggravated assault, and illegal carrying of a concealed weapon. The complaint alleges the woman displayed a handgun during the family quarrel. Brothers said his officers also arrested 56-year-old Terry Lynn Lane for aggravated assault. An investigation determined Lane and McCullum resided at the residence and had been involved in an argument earlier in the day on Sunday, and that Lane had eventually left. Lane and Lutz returned to the residence later in the day on Sunday to retrieve some personal property, at which time Lutz allegedly displayed a handgun and pointed it at the man who resides at the residence. McCollum was not injured during the incident, and there were no shots fired. A small caliber handgun that was believed to have been used by Lutz was recovered. Lutz and Lane were taken into custody without incident. They were booked into the Page County Jail and held on $5,000 bond, pending an appearance before the magistrate. The matter has since been referred to the Page County Attorney's Office for review and the filing of formal charges. Sheriff's officials in Union County say no injuries were reported following a single vehicle accident Monday afternoon. A 2004 Kenworth concrete mixing truck, driven by 27-year-old James Orville Irvin of Corning, was traveling east on 110th Street at around 12:15 p.m. Monday when the vehicle got too close to the side of the road. The truck entered the ditch and rolled onto its side. The vehicle sustained $15,000 damage and no citations were issued. The Iowa Transportation Commission on Tuesday approved approximately $4.6 million for fiscal year 2015 state aviation program, which includes several sub-programs. Included among the airport improvement, or AIP, projects is the Corning Airport, which received money of $102,000 for the total project cost of $120,000 for the replacement of a fuel system. The Harlan Airport received $22,100 toward the $26,000 total cost of obstruction removal. The Red Oak Airport, $167,000 toward the $232,000 cost for the construction of a new T-hangar and hangar taxi lanes. And the Winterset Airport received $56,248 toward the $66,175 cost of the runway 32 and runway protection zone and 20-foot building restriction line navigation easements. In addition, the general aviation vertical infrastructure projects included the construction of a hangar at the Atlantic Municipal Airport. The state will pay $150,000 toward the nearly $300,000 cost of the project. In all, the airport improvement program will fund $2.4 million for aviation safety planning and airport development projects at 21 airports throughout Iowa. Aviation vertical infrastructure programs will provide $2.3 million for projects at 9 general aviation airports and 8 commercial service airports throughout the state. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning on KJAN, Marilyn Conrad, age 85, of Atlantic, died Saturday. Funeral services for Marilyn Conrad will be today at 10 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Marty Forscht, age 62, of Stewart, died Friday. A visitation tribute for Marty Forscht will be this evening from 6 until 8 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Dexter. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Lois Dix, age 80, of Greenfield, died Sunday. Funeral services for Lois Dix will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Eldon Ranney, age 87, who's formerly of Walnut, died Saturday in Minnesota. A celebration of life service for Eldon Ranney will be on Friday at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Walnut. Nelson Boylan Lorette Funeral Chapel in Red Oak has the arrangements. Louise Miller, age 94, of Guthrie Center, died Friday. Services for Louise Miller will be this Saturday at 10:30 at the Presbyterian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Jane Green, age 67, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Shelby, died Tuesday. Memorial services for Jane Green will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Shelby United Methodist Church. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. June Anderson, age 58, who's formerly of Atlantic, died July the 21st in Waverly. A gathering of friends and family and potluck dinner in memory of June Anderson will be this Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Cumberland Fire Department. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. And Janice Munn, age 93, of Manning, died Tuesday at the Manning Hospital. Services for Janice Munn are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. That is a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.